Welcome to the Teach and Tell podcast. I'm your host, Mike Raymer, Executive Director of the Georgia Council on Economic Education, an organization whose mission is to help teachers teach economics and personal finance. Come along as we spend time with some great teachers to learn more about what it's really like in the classroom. So today's guest is Dr. Jennifer Davidson. Jennifer, tell us a little bit more about yourself and your teaching career. Where are you teaching these days?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me. I am teaching at the University of Nebraska at Lincoln, flagship campus in Nebraska. Teaching career, I've been there for 15 years, actually, which I just had my 15th anniversary, which is crazy and amazing.
That's awesome. Do you want to throw a Go Cornhuskers in or anything like
it's
that?
It's a Go Big Red.
Big Red. Okay. One of my favorite mascots, the whole thing that's just the corn. I love the fact that there's the corn involved. And at games, like, you taunt other schools in that you have better corn than like the people in Iowa do.
Yeah, there's a huge rivalry with Iowa. Oh my. Yeah.
That's great fun. Stuff.
It's a religion for sure. It's a religion.
It's on my list of places I need to go see a game at some point. At some point in the fall, I'm going to show up.
Come visit. I got a sweet guest suite for you.
Awesome. Great. So Jennifer, we're going to start with the first question. And that question is, what's the most rewarding part of being a professor?
Let's see. This is a hard question. So I think the most rewarding part is really just being able to see students' eyes open to the field of economics. So they come in, and one of the things I first ask them is, okay, who knows you already don't like economics? Like day one, they raise their hand. They don't like it. It's the dismal science. Everybody doesn't like it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And so my whole goal by the end is to change their perspective. So that's kind of my favorite thing, is when we get to the end of the semester and then I get all these thank you emails of just like, oh, it's so much more than I thought it was. And thanks for being approachable and that kind of thing. So it's really just opening their eyes to economics in general, and bringing it to the real world of what economics is. You know, it's decision making. It's so much more than money, and it's not the stock market.
Sure. How good do those emails make you feel when you get one of those from your students?
I think those are what teachers live for, honestly. Yeah. Right. I tend to save them, because when you're having a down day or something, you can just pull them out and read a few, and then you're back to, oh yeah, I'm doing this for the right reasons. No. Right. The students are amazing. Yeah.
I still remember emails that I got like in the early 2000s from former students. It just would just brighten your day and be like, oh, this is great. This one. And you go home on cloud nine.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
At least for a day or two, you're feeling good.
Yeah.
So what do you think the greatest challenge of being a professor, and what change would you make to the profession of teaching in general, if you could?
Yeah. So for me, the biggest difficulty is I typically teach the intro sections of econ, and that means large lecture. So I have 150 students in a class or 250 students in a class. And so my skill set is really this relationship building, and really personalizing and getting to know students. And that's really hard in the large lectures. So that's probably one of the things I would change, though I understand the reasoning, right? We got to have students in the seats, tuition money to support the university. I get it. I understand it, but I really miss the relationship building with students.
What's the biggest class you've ever taught? I mean, do you ever go above 250?
No, mine are capped at 250. But the biggest classroom we have, and my colleagues often teach, is a 200 or 385.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it doesn't feel so bad. It's the same classroom that I'm teaching in, but mine are still limited to 250. It doesn't feel so bad. It doesn't feel as bad as you think. Our building is amazing, and it's just kind of this arch around you, amphitheater style.
Sure.
So you'd be surprised. It doesn't feel like 400.
It's like you're a rock star and you're on stage.
Well, that right. Classroom teaching, econ comedy hour. It's what I say all the time.
Beautiful. All right. If you could nail down one, and only one, what's your single favorite teaching memory?
Only one.
Yep.
Good Lord. Okay. On the spot, I think that my favorite memory is this particular student who, after the semester was over, she invited me. I got this fancy invitation to her graduation, not the ceremony, her family get together, her graduation party, which just shocked me. I mean, we'd had, you know, we were chatting throughout the semester, But I just didn't realize the impact, right? That she would invite me to her family graduation party. And when I got to the party, she had only invited two faculty members for her entire college career. So
Nice.
it's going to make me cry even right now. And I was just like, gosh, you don't realize the impact you're making. You really don't.
Yeah.
So yeah, I carry that one too.
That's a great memory. Fantastic. And you're all adults, so you could go there and have like a glass of wine with her.
Oh yeah, we yes.
Versus teaching high school kids where you can't do that. Okay, Jennifer. So next one. Imagine it's the last day of your teaching career and it's your last actual class that you're going to be teaching. And you're actually going to teach something. What's the last lesson that you're going to do with your students at the University of Nebraska?
Oh boy.
Before you clock out for the last day.
I have to pick one.
Yep. Just one. Because you
Okay.
only got one class period.
Okay. I'm going to go with probably economic systems because it is so fundamental to our democratic economy. And it's so polarized right now. And I feel like students fall prey to rhetoric, and I don't want that. I want people to understand and use the same language to describe what socialism actually is, and understand that what capitalism is, what countries are capitalist, the US. I have students all the time that want to talk about, why can't we be more socialist like Germany? I'm like, wait, no, Germany is a capitalist country. So they just don't understand. There's a misunderstanding. And I think for us to be successful, capitalism is absolutely the best system, right? We've seen people rise out of poverty, but it is also population driven by voting, and we can vote ourselves out of it. So it's really just fundamental, important thing to truly understand how important it is when you're voting, and outcomes. We, the people, decide how much is the social safety net, right? So that's democratic socialism, which is different than socialism. So truly, I think because it's so important, that's what I would pick for my very last teaching.
Oh, are you looking forward to that day when it's like, all right, this is it?
I am. I'm not there yet,
Okay.
but I'm certainly starting to plan.
So when I left the classroom, I had that day. Like I knew like, this is it for me. This is
Oh,
my
yeah.
last go around. I hated it. Because
What
I
did
was
you
like,
teach?
it was international trade stuff. I mean, because that's how we kind of finished the year. It wasn't my last day because we had testing and things like that. But it was a lesson on international trade and the benefits of trade.
Yeah,
But
that's tough.
it was
Sad.
bittersweet. Yeah.
Yeah, bittersweet. That's the word. That's it. Yeah.
Last
Yeah.
period of the day. And I didn't even mention to the kids because they wouldn't have cared, but it was just like, man, this is it, man. I'm done. Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
You mentioned economic systems. Have you ever been to a country that's kind of the opposite of us as far as.
Oh, I have actually. I've been to Cuba,
Yes.
in fact,
I saw you there.
twice, actually, once with you. And then I took a group of teachers down for exactly the reason that I was describing. For them to actually see, for all of us to see what a truly socialist command economy looks like. It's very equal, and that's awesome. They're equally poor, right?
Equally in bad shape.
Yeah, in bad shape.
If I could wave a magic wand, that's one of the things I would take every teacher to a country like that and be like, hey, look here, look around, and every student too, and everyone, just to kind of see what it's like. All right, so. Do you have any cool or interesting or insightful teaching strategies or resources or apps or something along those lines that you think teachers, professors should know about? So we're trying to sort of open some eyes and maybe you could share something that no one's tried before and they'll be like, oh, that's cool. I should try that.
I think my recommendation for any teacher, professors too, is to, if you don't know about your state council on economic education, seek them out because they know all of the things, all of the things, right? They know all of the apps and resources. They do professional development. It's typically really, really good. Active teaching styles. How do you teach to make students excited? So if you're not aware of your state council on economic education, that's your first go-to.
Okay. What's the website for the council in Nebraska?
In Nebraska, it's nebraskacouncil.unl.edu.
There you go. Good shout out. All right. Last question.
Okay.
At some point, This is going to happen. All right. So which actor is going to play you when Hollywood finally gets around to making a movie about your storybook teaching career? Who's it going to be?
Oh my, that's so hard. Let me think for just a second. Okay. I have to pick one again.
Yep.
Because like three things just jumped into my head.
All right.
So,
rank them 1 to 3. Who's your first pick, second pick, third pick?
Okay. So I'll just go with two. So I'm thinking just physically, like somebody that's going to kind of look like me. I need a combo of, say, a Julie Roberts and a Melissa McCarthy. So I need a combo of them.
Okay.
And then that'd be awesome because Melissa McCarthy, she's so darn funny. And so
yes,
she can bring out my econ comedy hour. But then, you know, the red curly hair and pretty tall, all of that kind of thing is the Julia Roberts. So that'd be all right. But then what also just pumped into my head more seriously is probably non-typecasting Viola Davis, because I love her so much and I love the characters that she brings. She's such a strong actress. In The Help, her interaction with Mae Mobley, the little kid, you know who I'm talking about? You as kind, you as smart, you as important, that whole thing. And just that empathy that she so shows for her and the love that she shows for her. Like, I want that to come through in my students, that kind of thing. But then also her in How to Get Away with Murder. Just that strong, like, take charge woman, super powerful, but also super vulnerable. So I think those are two qualities in me that I would love her to portray.
I'm going to go on record right now saying, so I've interviewed several people for this podcast. That's the best answer for that question we've had ever.
Oh, cool. Well,
like,
thanks.
Really deep, great, thoughtful, outstanding. You pick more than one. That's fine. Good for you.
Thank you.
And I'll go see that movie.
Let's call her up. Let's see if we can get her to do it.
Yes. You may know that they film tons and tons of movies in Atlanta now, and they use the parking lot right next to my building for staging movies all the time. So if I ever see her down there, I'm running down there and be like, hey, look, I've got an idea about a movie about a woman in Nebraska.
Oh, geez.
All right. So, Jennifer, I can't thank you enough for joining us on the Teach and Tell podcast. And I want to thank you publicly for being an outstanding professor, outstanding educator, and just an all around great person. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Mike. It was super fun. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye.
All right. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Teach and Tell podcast. Help us spread the word and promote great teachers by giving us a 5-star rating wherever you listen to podcasts. Until next time, I'm Mike Raymer, and I'm here to remind you that econ is life.